Hello, everybody. Welcome again to the Pre-Show Parker Show. What a wonderful week it's been so far, ladies and gentlemen. It's been some great times, you know, had a few bangs here and there, but who doesn't have that, right? It's been an incredible week, I can say. I spent time with my lovely wife and my family, you know, her family. We had a great time, enjoyed ourselves. Got to go out to Busch Gardens. For those who haven't went, definitely must go. And for those who've been there, you know, it's a great time. It's great times if you really just enjoy those moments. You know, enjoy the theme parks. Enjoy the rides. Enjoy the time with the family, the laughter, the amusement, you know, the animals, the entertainment. Plus, just included the great weather and just good times. Pretty decent food, you know, and you can't complain. But it was good, and I can't lie, they even had some free beer, so I can't complain about that, huh? Who can? So anyway, yes, I'm glad that you was able to tune in today to the Preacher Parker Show. And speaking of going out with family and friends and going to Busch Gardens, I was there with my lovely fiance, and we had a great time, but we also seen some things, and I wasn't too far into paying attention that deeply, but as she pointed out to me, as she noticed that there were some young ladies there, I would say under the age of 15, I would say we had very inappropriate attire. And when I say inappropriate, I'm talking about, you know, just kind of ratchet, kind of like, you know, all up in the ass crack kind of things. Like, what is going on? But, you know, it wasn't just that. That I would say it was a problem is the fact that the parents that are with their children are okay with their young ladies, their young daughters, dressing in a way that obviously is not good for most eyes, because you're going to have different opinions and you're going to have different views of how people see things. You have those that see it as disgusting, horrific, shouldn't be approved. You have people that say, oh, well, you know, it's fashion today. This is the cherry today. Just live. Let the kids be who they are. Let them learn who they are. You know, let them discover themselves. And then you got some, disgustingly, who are looking at them sexually. Looking at them, someone they can try. Someone they can approach. And the first people I want to say is young ladies, wow. Wow. Wow, 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 what is going on? Like, what is going on? Like, what makes you think it's okay to dress this way? I mean, is it because you see your mother or your aunties or other siblings or even the ladies you see on TV dress inappropriate in the way they advertise it as sexually or cool or something that is cool for guys to look at because, you know, they get to see the shape of your body and get to admire you in a more sexual way of eye gazing. Not the fact that they are looking at you as that beautiful young lady that you are, or that woman that you are going to grow to be. Because of the fact that once, just in my opinion, you know, we all have opinions, just in my opinion, as a male, if I see a female dressed with a short cropped shirt or booty shorts, and I'm talking about booty shorts when your ass cheeks are hanging out, you know what I mean, fellas. You know what I mean, ladies. You know what I'm talking about. Excuse me. Why? Why do we think that is... what is wrong with this? Why is it so admired today? Why is this glorified everywhere? In stores and shop. That young ladies can wear these inappropriate outfits. Even grown ladies. Because now you're looking... I don't want to say the wrong words, ladies. I'm really trying not to say hard words, but you look disgusted. You look like you really want that much attention, that you want to be felt upon or touched. And I know there's a lot of females that's going to attack me and may say, no, just because I dress this way doesn't mean I should be touched. And you're absolutely right. You should not be touched. You should not be harassed. You should not be victimized. You should not be abused. You should not be targeted by any male of any age or any race because of how you dress. You're absolutely right. You should not be attacked for that. But you do also have to understand that you do sometimes will draw negative attention. And I know what you're saying, but you should know how to control yourself, man. You should know how to control yourself. But every man is not the same. Every man was not brought up the same. Every boy was not taught the same. So you're not going to get 100% of the men to be on the same page. Give or take, you might have a good 35% of men that's going to look at things the wrong way, which causes sometimes rape or attack or being verbally assaulted or sexually harassed because of how you dress or how you approach yourself. Like, but back to the point where I was saying, it's the fact that the parents were okay at Busch Gardens to have their young daughters walking around with inappropriate outfits, with little short shorts, walking around and flaunting it like it's okay. And some of these girls knew they was going to get some kind of attention from grown men. You could just tell by the way they act. But my biggest deal is fathers, men. Wow. Honestly, wow. Wow. How? How can you seriously allow your daughter to walk out of your home with some raunchy outfit, with makeup that's just too much makeup? Well, you're almost looking like a porn star out there. You just overdid it. And you let her go out with you in public, and you just smile and you go on throughout your day, you know, exposing your child. And to the world we live in right now, to the society that we live in right now, nevertheless, can't say that in the past 1700s and years below that men didn't mess with 14-year-old girls and 10-year-old girls. I can't deny that these things happen. But as society changed, I would hope that the mind of people would grow to understand that a child is still a child until she is appropriate at the right age where it's okay for her to express herself truly the way she feels, in a sexual way, or in a way where it's sort of teasing or flirtatious. But at a 13, 10, 9, 8 years old, wow, daddies, like, wow, fathers, wow, man, how dare you think that's okay? I'm sorry, I'm against that. Maybe there's some men out there that say I'm wrong. I'm going to speak my mind, I'm going to give my opinion, I'm going to speak my truth. Wrong is wrong, period. I couldn't see my nieces walking outside with those kind of outfits and think I'm going to smile, because they know they hear my mouth now. Whenever they even think about wearing an outfit that might be too raunchy. And I'm not even their parent. So you can imagine how it would feel if I had my own child. It's crazy. It's mind-blowing to me. And then, to get off of that, I got to get to the mothers. Mothers of this generation, there are some good women out there, man, that really are trying to raise their child right, really trying to raise their daughters right. And let me go back for a second to all those fathers out there that are doing their job, to all those fathers out there that are making sure their daughters at home, doing whatever they got to do to get good grades in school, doing whatever they got to do to be ladylike, to grow up to be the little queens that they're supposed to be, white queens, black queens, Spanish queens, Asian queens, Middle Eastern, Indian, doesn't matter your race, those queens of all cultures, teaching their daughters to be women that they're supposed to be role models, and to be motherlikes when they become those mothers one day. Because of the fathers that grow home and that make sure their daughters are well-disciplined. Not abused, but disciplined. The father, they know they have a father in the house that has some kind of moral ground. Whether you believe in God or not, the fact is that you are there to make sure your house is a home where that child feels safe. Whether it's your son or your daughter, but they feel safe at home knowing they are loved. So I appreciate every father out there that has done well, that continues to do well, and that continues to fight for their children and their family. We do salute you. I do appreciate you. So I do not want to sit there and say criticize all men, because I'm not saying all men. But to the mothers out there, and I'm not saying all mothers, I thank you mothers out there who dare to be the opposite, who fight, who continues that generational blessing of motherhood, because it's hard enough to be a woman and to be a mother out there to raise that child. Especially if you're a single mother, you're fighting for your child in a world that advertises females in a way which drives these young girls and even grown women, to be the way they are right now. And it's sickening, honestly, when I watch the TV and I see how females are okay with advertising themselves that way. There are females out there that's okay with being a hoe, to be a skank, to be sexualized, to be raped, to be touched, to be, because there's fantasies out there. So I'm not saying this, maybe hold back, because you got to be careful what you say, but there are fantasies out there of women that want to be hit, or want to be sexually touched, or want to be gangbanged. And for other girls that see that, that might admire that. Even though you are allowed to have your sexual preferences, I just feel that there are some sexual preferences that draw the wrong attention that might drive some girls to do even more than they should. We glorify strippers. We glorify twerking. We glorify females being hoes and prostitutes. We glorify females that say they are cool with sleeping their way to the top. Females that get the lip injections, body injections, butt injections. I mean, look at the things that's being shown right now, and then look at the things, the problems that it's causing. I'm not saying that females should stay in the kitchen or stay at home and watch the kids. I'm not saying that. Woman, you are allowed to be the kind of woman you want to be the role model you want to be, pick the careers you want to choose. You have that right. I'm just saying that we just have to have a moral ground of understanding. We have to learn to just think more. Let's really think about our decisions. Mother, you raised that child, that daughter, she looks up to you. So if you are that female out there that does not apply by that moral ground of actions, then I'm just sad right now. I really truly pray for you, because it's like, how can you be okay for your daughter to go out looking like a slut? Forgive my language, but how can you be okay with that? It's just, how do you feel that it's right? Your child is now sold, slave to society, and sexualized in a way where it's just disposing them and disgusting them in a way where it's inhumane. It's just, we complain about so much in the world outside of what's going on right now in our own homes. Our own homes are being attacked because we're so busy trying to keep up with everybody else that we're forgetting to look at our own children and realize that they are the future. And as long as we allow them to continue to be what they idolize or glorify, are we going to let down a whole generation of young ladies today that's going to grow out there and have these more children, hurt others, hurt themselves, and forget their identity for who they're supposed to be? Mothers, I really truly say it to all those parents out there. Come on. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. We could do better. We have to do better. We got to do better. Other parents should talk to other parents. I mean, as bystanders, how can we also be okay with seeing that and look at the mother and dad, especially if we know them, or we have a conversation with them and we just sit there and say, wow, well, look at their daughter. Look how their child looks. I guess that's how they raise them. Instead of saying, come on, guys, man, we could do better. Let's dress our child more appropriate. And then we got to think about, we see the clothes. We support the companies that make these clothing that are nasty, are trifling, and they make it look like these are clothes that you're supposed to wear as you go out. Now, I can't blame the companies, because you chose those outfits. You chose to wear that in public. You chose to make that your everyday dress. Honestly, this goes out to young ladies and up that really understand what I'm trying to say right now, is how do you respect yourself How do you look at yourself every day in the mirror and know that you are drawing attention that could go very negative someday, continuing the wrong path, not thinking that it's the wrong path, but not realizing that you lost your own self-esteem and respect for thyself? We lost value in who we are. We now treat ourselves as less. You may say you're doing more because you're like, look at me, look at what I got on, look at the outfit, look how I dress, look how much this outfit costs, look how much makeup I wear, look how many guys like me on the gram and the Snapchat and the Facebook and the Google Plus and every site there is. And you say to yourself, look at all the attention, guys. Look how many guys want me on these dating sites. I swipe to the left, to the right. I can do whatever. This is my life. Everybody loves me. Because we're so busy wanting to be idolized, wanting to be adored, wanting to get the attention that we didn't get at home, or we didn't get from those who we thought loved us, or we thought that we wasn't appreciated enough, so we went out there and did more. Everybody's not going to agree that this is true. But truly ask yourself deep down inside, it had to start somewhere. You just didn't wake up one day and said, I am going to be that bad influence to others and myself. I am going to be that person that's going to shake my ass for that dollar. I'm going to lower my standards for who I say I am because I just want to make it to the top now. And hope that it gives me joy. And at the end of the day, every successful story you hear where people have made it in those kind of ways, truly listen to their stories, there's no joy. And I know what you're going to say. At least I had joy for the moment. At least I had that moment of shine. And when that 15 minute to 5 year period of fame is over, and you look back at your life, who do you end up going back to? The Lord. What do you end up going back to? Those friends, that family that looked at you, that loved you. Well, at least I hope they did. But for those that did care about you or tried to talk you out of that being that wrong way, you go back to them and you say, wow, I'm sorry. Because you realize that what I'm saying or what you know your true self inside is saying, that I'm better than this. This is not who I should be. I truly want to reach out to the audience of ladies, mothers, and fathers out there. Please, please, let's fight back against this. Let's fight back against what the media, against what all these reality shows, these music videos, these movies, cartoons are showing us. Model agencies, that it's okay to be a slut, a hoe, less than, admired as a goddess, a queen. And I'm not talking about a positive queen, I'm talking about a queen like you, some kind of queen bee. I mean, ridiculous, man. We lost ourselves. We truly lost ourselves. Me, myself, I'm fighting back. Fighting back against being that person that people look at and say, wow, who are you? I can't identify with the person that I truly should see. Right now, I'm seeing a person, a mirage, or somebody that wants to be something that they're not, that they shouldn't be, just for that small moment. Lord, I ask you to just be with us. Guide us in the right direction. Guide this generation throughout all the continents, all 6 continents that have full of people. Guide us in the path that will not only change us, but it makes others to be changed, to spread love in a positive way, and to cleanse us from the dysmotic, demonic spiritual warfare that we are having that's causing our children and our mothers and our grandmothers to lose ourselves. And just, oh man, Lord, give us strength, protect us, and allow us to reach each other, spread this love, and to help ourselves be better, be wiser, and be truly the inspiration, the gifts, and the positive energy that we're supposed to be on this earth. I hope you love this episode of the Preacher Parker Show. Today's topic, young ladies with the short shorts. If you liked, I truly ask you to share this. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram. Preacher Parker. Jay Parker on Facebook. Preacher_Parker on Instagram. I love you guys. Speak to you soon. We're out. Thank you again for listening to the Preacher Parker Show.